You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start our show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. And usually every Thursday, or the last Thursday of every month, rather, we do a Rand report and a currency report and just get a sense of how currencies have performed throughout the last month. And I'm joined on the line to take a look at the Rand's performance amongst other currencies by Forex Structurer at Rand Merchant Bank, Kibelwe Sello, to take a look at this. Good evening, Kibelwe. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the Rand and the performance that we saw today. Much needed performance considering we started the month below 18.50 and we've gone up to almost 19.50 at some point. It's good to be back at 19 Rand.
Yeah, I have to say that it is very good to be back at 19. The day has been characterized by Rand strength. I think Rand is the strongest performing currency within the EM basket. So we sort of opened at 1922. We saw a high of 1924 before the session opened on the South African side, and we saw a low of 1892. So the Rand has been trading quite good. We've seen good gains. And mainly in the main, those gains have been driven by, the headlines that have come out about BHP and perhaps the BHP and Anglo-American merger on the card. But mainly we see that just the Rand gain and sort of the dollar weaken across the board.
Kibelwe, let's look at the forecast. I want to look at the month that is now. So we're wrapping up April, we're going into May. It's going to be a very, very volatile May as we head towards May 29th. And we know that South Africa has, or the South African Rand has historically been quite a politically exposed currency, and the political factors have driven some of the Rand sentiment around that. Do you see the Rand weakening, or do you have a forecast for the Rand on the other side of the May election, depending on the outcome of the election? Do you have sort of a range of where we could go in a worst case scenario and in a best case scenario?
So the RB house view is that the Rand will sort of strengthen to the 1790 level towards the year end. Obviously, May presents a big event risk aside just from the politics. On the 1st of May, we have FOMC. 3rd of May, we have job numbers. And obviously, on the 29th of May, we have SA elections. And on the 30th of May, we have the SARB coming out with its rate decision and US GDP. So event risk in May tends to be quite stark. In terms of the RAND performance around the elections, I can run you in a couple of scenarios. And the scenario that I would point to is that if we see sort of a weak ANC election, meaning that the ANC gets less than 40%, then and there will sort of be cause to sort of go into a coalition with one of the bigger parties, and that might catalyze some of the Rand weakness or a weaker view on the Rand, given the sort of the policy instability that comes at that. And then on the other side, if you see a continuation of the ANC in power, whether that is above 50% or below 48%, then you sort of expect the Rand to track around where it's at the moment. But I need to point out that there is a two-way risk. And the two-way risk is that the Rand could weaken above the previous highs, which is 1991, or the Rand could strengthen to lower levels, such as 1790, as the RMB house view says.
Kibelwe, what are the chances that we see 1991? I know there are other investment banks out there saying, worst case scenario, we could even get to north of 21 Rand if things go really pear-shaped. Does your view and your outlook on where the Rand sits at the moment point in that direction in any extreme scenarios?
I would say that given the significant event risk that I covered earlier, you sort of do see the Rand weakening. But it's important to note that the RAND isn't the currency that just behaves on its own. It's obviously driven by what's happening in the resources sector, mainly what's happening on inflation and interest rates as well. And given the fact that the world across, you know, I mean, the U.S. and sort of the developed market economy have been experiencing high rates of inflation, and the talk around that was that they were going to sort of hold rates, that does stem, or that does point towards more or pressure scenario for EM currencies in general. And given that the EM currencies will be pressured, it sort of does point to sort of weakness in the RAND. In terms of the scenario, I mean, top side, I think that sort of the 1950 technical levels holding, but obviously that could break if we sort of end up in a dire political situation come May 29th. And sort of the bottom side, you're looking at your 1820 sort of level. So those are the kind of the scenarios that we're running through at the moment within the short term. But long term, it's going to be very much dictated by what happens in the EM space.
Kiwelo, I want to look at your thoughts on the risk premium that's priced into the RAND at the moment and the impact that that has on the valuation of the RAND. Do you feel the RAND is overvalued or undervalued at this level? And what would you think would be a more fairer reflection if that risk premium were to come down?
So the RAND has been underwater, I would say, since the start of the year. I think we opened the year at 1840, and it's just been hemorrhaged by sort of the interest rate space, right? And given what's been happening in interest rates, it's been very much dictating the sort of moves that we've been seeing on the currency side. And that's obviously driven by your inflation market. So, you know, in terms of how the RAND performs going forward and whether it tracks back to fair value, it's dependent on that. It's also dependent on the outcome that we have with the election, and it's also dependent on some of the structural issues that we've been facing. I don't know. But we haven't been experiencing load shedding in my most recent memory. But come May 29th and after May 29th, we may be experiencing load shedding again. So it's a couple of those own goals that are playing into this outlook that the RAND might not be tracking to its fair value. And sort of those do hold when you sort of test them against what's been happening across the board.
Hey, those own goals are heavy, hey? Kibale, let's move to the Zimbabwean currency. The Zimbabwean government introduced a new currency. They said it was a gold-backed Zim dollar, or a new version of the Zim dollar, but this time gold-backed. The currency has had some turmoil. It's only a month old, and it's already seen some interesting conversations on both sides, some people believing in it, some people saying it's only a matter of time before it collapses. Can you give us your thoughts around the introduction of the currency and just also where you see it playing out, or how you see it playing out, rather?
Well, I guess it's prudent to start with the current situation and the current currency that Zimbabwe used up until recently was sort of the US dollar and the South African rand within its economy to sort of execute the transactions within there. So they introduced the gold-backed zinc, which is backed by 2.5 tons of gold and $100 million in foreign currency reserves that are held by the central bank. It obviously opened at 1356, which is at a lower level than where the RAND is at the moment, but it's key to point out that liquidity is also a factor there. And sort of the trading activity that we've seen from it has been 1338 per dollar. And in terms of where it's going to go, I think that's very much dependent on how sort of the market over time consumes that currency and how it plays into the market dynamic. But given that it's sort of commodity backed and reserve backed, it should hold some value. But with the extent of its value will be determined by how well Zimbabwe manages to integrate it into its economy, and from there, how well it integrates with the rest of its trading partners.
Do we foresee that currency coming through in terms of trade partners and that to sort of trade within South Africa, trade within other SADC countries?
I think it's too early to call it. I think the ZIG was only introduced on the 8th of April. So it still has some ground cover before we start seeing it coming through from a trading partner point of view. But like I said, it's very much dependent on those two factors in terms of integrating it into its economy. And once sort of the economy is up and running, then sort of the other stuff needs to start falling into place. And that's a lot of pieces to sort of put together prior to it being, a tradable currency.
Still a long road ahead for the Zimbabwean gold-backed currency, but also a long road ahead for South African rand as we go into election month. We'll leave it at that. Gibelwe, thanks so much for those insights. Gibelwe Sililo, who is the Forex structurer at Rand Merchant Bank, joining me to reflect on the markets.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.